Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Now let's take a look at another scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. I want you to see something because I see the world is struggling to find peace. There's the peace with God that comes when you and I ask Christ in our life. But on a daily basis, say a daily basis, I need peace. And that's the peace of God. So listen to this real quick, Philippians 4, 7. And then King James says this, and the peace of God, which passes all, say when they all understanding, shall do what? Guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Now listen to this, because this word guard is literally a military term. It's as if they posted guards outside of a building to protect it. You and I have the guard of the Holy Ghost. We've got the Word of God standing guard over us. And they're not going to let any turmoil come our way. Now listen, if we can back up from the seventh verse and go up a little bit, can we do that? Well, what's this peace for? Let's take a good look at it. Look at verse number 6, if you don't mind. Don't fret or have any anxiety about anything. There's more anxiety medication given today than ever before. Why? People are anxious about so many things. Pastor, weren't you ever anxious in your life before? Are you kidding me? If I told you the turmoils I have been through, the anxiety that's come on me in my life, just like so many other people do, but I found out that my anxiety was involved with my thinking. I had wrong thinking going on, and it caused anxiety in my life. And then I realized if I would change my words, if I would change my thinking, anxiety would have to run scared. And then the peace of God showed up. How many of you ever had anxiety moments, anxiousness in your life? Doesn't have to be. The first sign of something coming that may cause a problem or anxiety, here's what you do. Begin to say what the Word of God says. Say Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Let's read it together. Are you ready? Don't fret or have anxiety about anything. An anything is you don't have enough money to pay your bills. That's an anything. But it doesn't leave us there. What does it say? But in everything. So we got an anything and an everything. But in every circumstance and in everything, it encompasses everything in life you and I will ever experience. But here he gives us a solution. What's the solution? Say prayer. What's prayer? Prayer is talking to God. Say anything. By prayer and petition. What does the word petition mean? Requests. But say with me, definite requests. Say definite. Father, I need more money. That's not a definite request. I'm looking for a husband or wife. That's not a definite request. I'm looking for a new job. That's not a definite request. What's a definite request? Say specific. So what are you supposed to do? By prayer and petition means definite request. Say definite. Put some meat on the bones. Now listen to me. When I prayed for people many times to get jobs, I said, how much you need to make? Well, people are afraid to say how much because they think they're beneath what they believe God could. Are you kidding me? If you need a job and you need so much money to live, say how much it is. Because when you say it, you're putting words out into the atmosphere that God can grab a hold of and he can reproduce what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how you pray. If you need a vehicle, say, God, I need a vehicle. I need something to drive around in. Don't take the first thing that comes along. He's got a special vehicle for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are we supposed to do? With, say, thanksgiving. This is the most difficult thing for people to do, me included, is to make my request known to God because something called impatience steps in. If God doesn't answer as soon as we come out of our mouth, we become impatient. But what's one of the gifts of this, the fruit, rather, of the Spirit? Say patience. Of all the people I know in my life, I have never seen such an onslaught on a family in my life. But this woman and Jim's home now, after surgery, These guys smile and they declare Jesus is Lord through everything that comes at them. Everything that comes at them, they're still lifting up their hands. They're still smiling and still proclaiming Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Say Jesus is Lord. Listen to me. Nothing, say this with me, nothing changes Jesus. Nothing changes the word. Verse 7 tells us something. What does it say? And God's peace. Now I'm going to read the 7th verse in a translation. Are you ready? Hang on to this now, because this is definitely for somebody here today and somebody listening. Grab a hold of this, get it in your spirit. And the peace of God. What kind of peace? God's peace. Say God's peace. That's the only peace that'll work. Every other kind of peace will be temporary. Happy hour in the natural is an hour to make you happy. But Jesus isn't a happy hour. It's a happy life. Glory to God. Listen, a peace so wonderful that it cannot be compared to any other type of peace. Say God's peace can't be compared with any other kind of peace. Any peace that's given here on earth will be temporary. But the peace of God that comes from heaven itself will be a peace of God that will take us through every second, every minute, every hour of every single day. It'll always be available to us. Why? Because Jesus is Lord. I said Jesus is Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to me now. A peace that stands, oh, I like this, in a category by itself. The peace of God is in a category by itself. If you've seen any kind of sports, let's say basketball, there are great basketball players, a small percentage, less than 1% probably make the NBA. But then there's what they call a superstar who excels even above the most elite. And I think I've told you when I was growing up, my favorite was Michael Jordan. He just threw the ball up and it went in. He could have been in the locker room, bounced it off the top level, he was a superstar. He would tell the coach, give me the ball with 1 second. He would always, because he was the kind of a guy who had so much confidence that he could get the job done. Amen. Glory to God. Now listen to this. My God, a peace that stands in a category by itself and rises far above and goes beyond anything the human mind could ever think, reason, imagine, or produce by itself. See, everything that man can come up with can never compare to 1 ounce of what God has for you and I. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, it will stand at the entrance of your heart. What will? Say God's peace. It'll stand by your heart, which means your mind. That means your emotions, your mind, will, and emotion. He will guard every single aspect of your life. He's got you covered. Say, he's got me covered. Amen. Where does the attack usually happen? After your emotional realm, your mind, your will, and emotion, your soulish realm. But God's peace, say God's peace. Now listen to what the rest of this says. Hit God's peace, working like a guard. Have you ever seen a guard outside of somewhere? I had to go to Motor Vehicle Bureau a while back, and they actually had a guard in there with a gun. I was smiling. How are you today? I'm talking about somebody who doesn't have guns, but has the word in his mouth like a sharp sword, who's going to guard your mind, your will, and your emotions. Have you ever had your mind, will, and emotions so disrupted by the things of life that they feel ragged and torn? Have you ever seen a flag after a storm, how the flag seems to be ripped and tattered? But I'm telling you right now, even in the midst of a storm, that flag that shines so bright in your life, the flag of Jesus Christ and his blood and his, my God, given for us, it will always stand the test of time. Say God's peace. Jesus will always stand the test of time. Because when we say peace, what are we saying? We're saying Jesus. Why? Because the Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. Say the Prince of Peace. That's who he is. He doesn't change. Let me finish this last part. The guard means this. It's a military term. It means to control. It means to monitor. It means to screen everything that tries to gain access to your mind, your heart, and your emotions. The word of God, the peace of God, is going to screen everything that comes your way. You're not getting by this thing. Now, if you go on an airplane or you go somewhere, sometimes they have metal detectors, am I right? And you get through and it goes off. The peace of God, say the peace of God, stands guard over your heart and mind. And it screens and will not let anything that the enemy throws at you and I get through. Say, get through. Say, get through. Jesus Christ guards your heart and your mind. Say, your guard your heart and your mind. For the rest, brethren, now listen to this. Whatever is true, say whatever is true. What is ever forever true? So here's what I want you to do. Every time you hear the word forever, say Jesus. Are you ready now? When I say that, you say the name. Whatever is true. Whatever is worthy of reverence. Honorable and seemly. Whatever is just. Whatever is pure. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovable. Whatever is kind. Whatever is winsome. Whatever is gracious. If there is any virtue of excellence, my God, if there's anything worthy of praise, who's worthy of praise? Think on and weigh and take account of these things. And the Amplified, it says this, fix your mind on these. When we fix our mind on Jesus and the peace of God comes in and stands guard around our mind and our heart, no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed means there are things that are going to be made that are going to come against us. But say this, they will not prosper. I'm protected. The guarding of the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the peace of God, is screening out everything that does not belong. Does anybody here have a filter or a screen maybe on your furnace? And when you take them out, what do they look like? Dirty. What do? Throw them out. God doesn't give you a screen that lasts for 30 days. He doesn't give you a piece that lasts for 30 days. He'll give you one that lasts for a year, and then you take it out, and as you're washing down, say, thank you, Jesus, for watching over me all this time. Then you put it all back together. The Holy Ghost wants you to get something brand new. He wants you to get the peace of God that passes all understanding, not just temporary. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace that you gave to us. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace that passes all human understanding, your peace that guards our heart and our minds. I ask a question to our guests that are watching and listening around the globe, a simple thing, that Jesus Christ can come into your heart this season of our year when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It's more than just a baby being born. He died on the cross. He rose again from the dead. And now his position is sitting, interceding for you and I. We have a personal intercessor in Jesus. I want you to understand that Jesus loves you so much. The Bible said, we read one of the scriptures, no greater love have any man than he give his life for somebody else. Jesus took our sin. We could do nothing with the sin, but he took it away from us. He gave us a brand new life. Old things have passed away. All things become new. And Harvest Church will join you as we close this service. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, thank you for taking my sins away. Thank you for taking my place on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a brand new beginning, brand new life. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go to somebody and tell them, I just asked Christ into my life. I'm now a born-again believer. Then what I need you to do is find yourself a good Bible-believing church, one that you feel that brings peace as you go, and find out the pastor's vision. Find one that needs you, not that you need, but one that needs you to help that pastor and help the mission and vision of that church. Amen. God bless you.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.